弟兄姐妹，圣诞快乐
！Merry Christmas, brothers and sisters.
一提到圣诞节
，Every time when I mention Christmas，
我不知道你心里面是怎么想
，I don't know what you're thinking。
啊，或者是你心里面想什么
？Or what you're thinking？
比方说，一提到圣诞节，你是不是就想到圣诞树了
？For example, when I mention Christmas, do you think of a Christmas tree？
很漂亮的圣诞树哈。
A beautiful Christmas tree。
每年都把这些东西拿出来挂在上面。
So every year put the ornaments on it。
或许是啊，我们在路上看到晚上的时候，有很多的家把那个圣诞灯哈、啊，都把它我们。中国人叫做张灯结彩。
Or in the evening when you drive by your neighborhood, they see all the Christmas lights, they all shine up.
或许如果你年纪比较大一点的话，那么你想到的就是挤得一塌糊涂的 shopping mall.
If you are a little older, you may think of the crowded shopping malls.
或许是你想到的是婴孩在一个马槽里面。
Or you may be thinking of a baby in a manger.
玛利亚、约瑟在旁边
By the side, there's Mary and Joseph.
还有天使，还有牧羊人
and the angels and the shepherds.、
啊、我们中间有很多年纪很小的哈
We have many young children here.
我不知道你们心里面想的是不是也是这些
I don't know if you're also thinking of this.
那么我们24号晚上我不知道你们有没有聚会、啊、但是24号晚上很多时候我们就唱平安夜、啊、
I don't know if you have meetingsOn the Christmas Eve, usually we will sing Silent Night.
那么二十五号早上呢，就是拆礼物。
So on the morning of the 25th, we shall open gifts.
这好像是一个传统哈。
It seems to be a tradition.
那么我盼望弟兄姐妹，特别是在圣诞节，今天我要讲的就是圣诞节的再思。
So I hope, brothers and sisters, on the day of Christmas, my topic for today is Christmas.
那么我盼望弟兄姐妹能够用眼睛看
I hope you would look with your eyes
用耳朵听
and hear with your ears
用你的心去感受一下
and try to feel it with your heart
那么圣诞节的气氛从什么时候开始
When does the atmosphere of Christmas start?
我不知道你们有没有想过这个事情、啊、
I don't know how you thought about this
或者是说圣诞节的气氛啊，我特别讲这个气氛哈、啊，从什么时候结束
？I specially emphasize the atmosphere. When does the end?
就每个人来都不一样。
For each one is different.
那么有的时候我们也可以发现，我们用心去想哈、啊，我们也可以发现，在教会里面圣诞节的气氛也是受了外面商业的影响。
So sometimes we think, even in the church.That the atmosphere of Christmas may be influenced by the commercialism of the world.
那么我们从什么时候开始就在 mall 里面就会听到所谓的圣诞歌曲、啊、
So when do we start hearing the Christmas songs in the shopping mall?
然后我们的圣诞节的气氛就慢慢慢慢就出来了。
So it gradually brings out the atmosphere of.
然后呢，我们什么时候结束呢
？So when does it end？
你们自己可以去想哈。
You may think。
今天早上，我盼望能够借着罗马书第十五章第一节到十三节，我们来思想，我们重新的在思想圣诞节的意义，或者是说圣诞的意义。
So once again today we shall use chapter 15 of the book of Romans. Let us rethink the meaning of the birth of Christ.
或者是说主耶稣降生的意义
or the meaning of the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ
那我们也想主耶稣降生他最终的目的是什么
and we also think what is the ultimate purpose of his birth
换句话讲就是主耶稣的降生跟我成为一个基督徒有什么样的关系
in other words what is the relationship between the birth of our Lord Christ and myself as a Christian
我们常常过去听人家讲说基督徒应该每天都是在庆祝圣诞、啊、
We have heard people say that Christians should celebrate the birth of Christ every day.
这句话没有错的。
This is nothing wrong.
但是很多时候我们受外面的这些所谓的气氛的影响我们。
But often we were influenced by the outside the atmosphere.
我看到外面有人想要进来哈，所以我们把门打开，让他们进来。
So somebody outside there because the door is not locked. The church locked the door.
那么，如果我们做一个以一个题目，就是说耶稣为什么要降生，做一个问卷调查。
If we do a questionnaire to ask why did Christ was why was Christ born?
我们也会听到不同的答案。
We may hear different answers.
我们可以猜一猜哈。
So we can take a guess.
那么比方说我们说哦，耶稣为什么要诞生？因为他是要拯救世人。
So we say, why did Christ born? Because he wants to save the world.
他要把我们从罪恶里面救出来。
He wants to redeem us from sin.
或者是说我们也可以听到说哦，基督降生为了让我们可以得永生。
Or we can say, his birth so that we may have eternal life.
或者好像我们所唱的歌一样哈。让我们得平安，让我们得喜乐。
Just like our, the song we sing, let us have joy and peace.
这些都没有错。
This is nothing wrong.
但是今天早上，我盼望借着这个罗马书，来让我们更进一步的思想。那么耶稣他降生跟我们每天的生活有什么关系？
So this morning I'd like to use the book of Romans to once again think, what is the meaning of the birth of Christ in our everyday life.
我们也能够更进一步的去摸到神的心意。
So that we can deeper have a feel for God's will.
希望能够让你在这种 隆重的这个商业气氛围绕中哈，能够在教会里面能够真正的来庆祝主耶稣诞生的喜乐。
So I hope in the church you can really enjoy the joy of birth of Christ, even though we were surrounded by that very heavy commercialism.
现在请你打开你的圣经，罗马书第15:1-13.
So please turn your Bible to the book of Romans, chapter 15, verses 1-13.
这一段经文呢，刚才我们已经读过了。
We have just read this passage.
我自己在看的时候，这段经文大概可以分成，就是简单的分，可以分成两段。
When I was reading it, I can simply divide this into two sections.
就是从第一节到第六节，然后从第七节到第十三节。
So from the verse 1-6, and then from 7-13.
但是从另外一个角度来看，我们也可以把它分成三段。
From a different angle, we can divide into three parts.
就是第一节到第六节是一段。
That's the first part is from verse 1-6.
然后第八节到十三节是另外一段。
Then the 8-13 is another part.
然后中间有一个第七节，就是把这两段连在一起。
So the middle, the verse 7th verse combine these two together.
我们先来看主耶稣为什么要降生。
Let's first look at why was Jesus born.
这段经文没有很直接的提到主耶稣降生。
Even though this passage did not directly mention the birth.
但是这段经文提到他来到这个世界上做了什么事情。
But it mentioned what he did. When he came to this world.
其实主耶稣降生在圣经里面，主耶稣记载主耶稣降生的篇幅是非常非常少。
Actually, there are not many pages in this Bible that record the birth of Christ.
除了在马太福音，还有在路加福音里面记载以外，其他很少记载。
So except in the Matthews and Luke, there are no other places was recorded.
但是主耶稣诞生重要不重要？
But it's important of Christ's birth.
非常重要。
It's very important.
因为他如果没有诞生，他不会死的。
Because if he didn't was born, he wouldn't be died.
就像你我一样。
Just like you and me.
弟兄姐妹，你诞生了之后，一定下面有一步是什么？
So after you were born, what's the next step?
我们都不喜欢听后面那一半。
We don't like to hear the second half.
你在这个世界上不管你吃多少东西，
It doesn't matter how much you eat.
不管你吃多少的，我们现在很流行吃这个叫什么organic 是不是啊？ organic 叫什么？有机啊，有机的食物，对不对？
So now we all emphasize organic food.
弟兄姐妹，你仍然走向一条路，就是死掉。
But you still go to the same path, you're going to die.
我们现在年纪大了，拼命吃一些东西，很注意营养，但是吃完了还是死掉。
Even we're older, we pay attention to nutrition, we're still going to die after we eat.
有的人经过从出生到死亡经过了可能100年，我认识一个人就是102年啊。
Someone may have lived 100 years between birth and death. I know a person who is 102 years old.
但是也有的人在很短的时间就过世了。
But some may die in a very short time.
因为圣经里面告诉我们说，按着定命，人人都有一死。
So according to the Bible, we all will die.
因为这是圣经上让我们看见的。
This is what the Bible let us see.
我们是亚当的后代。
We are the descendants of Adam.
亚当跟夏娃犯了罪之后，他们把罪引到了人的里面。
So after Adam and Eve sinned, they brought sin into human.
因为罪引到了人的里面，所以死亡就变成了一个定律。
Because sin entered our life, therefore death is certain.
没有一个人能够避免的。
No one can avoid it.
连神道成肉身，主耶稣道成了肉身来到这个世界上，他也必须要经过这一条路。
Even God, when our Lord Jesus incarnate into this world, he still have to die.
从这里我们可以知道，主耶稣他是成了一个完全神，成了一个完全的人。在主耶稣身上，他又是完全的人，又是完全的神。
We know that in the body of Jesus, he is full 100% God, he is 100% human.
所以在第三节，他说：“如经上所记。”辱骂你人的辱骂都落在我身上。
Just like verse 3 says, it is written, for all the insults he made to you will have fall on me.
这一节圣经，这一句话是从诗篇69篇引用出来的。
This is taken from Psalm 69.
那么诗篇69篇在后来后代的人在读的时候就认为，因为主耶稣他自己也引用了好几节经节在里面。
Because our Lord Jesus has quoted many verses from Psalm 69, so other people when they started reading Psalm 69,
都跟他的死有关系。
It has something related to the death of Christ.
所以我们也称诗篇六十九篇是弥赛亚受苦的诗篇。
So we also call Psalm 69 is the Passion of Christ.
就好像主耶稣在马太福音第十六章第那边二十一节告诉他的门徒，他说基督要受长老、祭司长、文士许多的苦，然后被杀。
Just like Jesus said in Matthew 16, he said that Christ will be suffered from the elders and the scribes, and then will die.
第三日从死里复活。
And resurrect after three days.
然后主耶稣告诉他的门徒，他说这是必须的。
And Lord Jesus told his disciples, this is must.
英文里面有一个讲，他说是 necessary， 是必须要的。
So it means it's necessary. It has to be.
这是主耶稣，这是在这一段经文里面让我们能够联想到主耶稣，他来了这个世界上，他出生为了目的，一个目的是什么？就是要死。
So this tells us one of the purpose of our Christ came to this earth is to die.
现在我们再请你往前面看，看到十四章第九第七节哈。
Then you, if you read chapter 14, verse 7,
从第七节一直到第九节，我们一起念好不好？
Let's read from verse 7 to verse 9.
我们一起来念。
Let's read.
我们没有一个人为自己活，也没有一个人为自己死。我们若活着，是为主而活；若死了，是为主而死。所以我们或活或死，总是主的人。因此，基督死了。为要做死人并活人的主。在这里保罗告诉我们，他说基督死了，所以弟兄姐妹，主耶稣诞生他有一个目的，就是死。
Here Paul says that Jesus died, therefore we know that one of his purpose of his birth is to die.
但是他的死跟你我的死是不一样的。
But his death is different from our death.
刚才我们讲到希伯来书那边讲说，按照定命，人人都有一死，死后且有审判。
So we said that in the book of Hebrews that we all will die, and after death there is a judgment.
因为我们的祖先亚当跟夏娃犯了罪。
Because our ancestors Adam and Eve has sinned.
死就临到我们每一个人的身上。
Therefore death fall upon each one of us.
但是基督跟我们不一样。
But Christ is different.
基督知道这个命令，
Christ knows this commandment.
他仍然还是道成了肉身，然后降在人当中。
And yet he came, become flesh and live among men.
接下去我们再看第八节。
As verse 8.
第八节他说 我说哈，这是保罗说的话，他说我说基督是为神真理做了受割礼人的执事，要证实所应许列祖的话，并叫外邦人因他的怜悯荣耀神。我们就念到这里。
So verse 8 is this is what Paul says. For I tell you that Christ has become a servant of the uncircumcised on behalf of God's truth to confirm the promises made to the patriarch.
在这里啊，有一个因为啊。
Here there is a because.
所以我们从第二点我们看见主耶稣他来到他诞生，他有一个任务的。
Here we see that the birth of Christ, he has a mission.
什么任务呢？
What is his mission?
第一个我们看见他说为神的真理做了受割礼人的执事，这个受割礼人呢，就是所谓的犹太人，就是所谓的以色列的后裔，就是所谓的亚伯拉罕的后裔。
So he became the servants of the uncircumcised, which is the Jews, the descendants of Abraham.
就是受割礼的人啊。
So they were circumcised.
那么这个执事呢，在有些英文版本就说是 minister 啊，就是好像牧者、牧师的意思。
So some translation use the word minister is like a pastor.
接下去他又讲，他说要叫外邦人因他的怜悯荣耀神。
So he continued to say, so the Gentiles may glorify God for His mercy.
所以主耶稣他的诞生，他有一个任务，他的任务是什么？就是完成神所要做的事情。
So the mission of the birth of Christ is he so complete what God was going to do.
不但叫以色列人跟他的立的约能够成就，
not only to fulfill the covenant he has made with the Israelites,
他也能够叫外邦人因着他的怜悯能够得救。
He also made the Gentiles be saved by his mercy.
弟兄姐妹，你我都是外邦人啊。
So brothers and sisters, we are all Gentiles.
我们没有一个人是犹太人的后裔吧。
None of us are descendants of Jews.
他叫外邦人，就是你我也能够因着他的怜悯能够荣耀神。
So he made Gentiles just like you and me that we can glorify God by God's mercy.
他成为我们的牧者。
He became our shepherd.
在约翰福音里面告诉我们，他说他有两群羊。
So in the book of John here there were two groups.
他是牧者。
He is the pastor.
他要把两群羊合在一起。
He will combine the two groups of sheep.
这就是他要做的事情。
This is what he's going to do.
弟兄姐妹，我们非犹太人信主得恩典，决定不是因为犹太人不要，所以神转向我们。
So brothers and sisters, we non-Jewish people became.Disciples of the Lord, not because the Jewish people did not want it.
是神早就命定的。
But this is what God has ordained.
所以很多时候我们听到人家讲说，啊，因为犹太人不要，所以他才给我们。弟兄姐妹，这是错的。
So sometimes we often hear people say, oh, because the Jewish people didn't want it, therefore we have it.
神早就已经命定了。
God has ordained long ago.
接下去我们要思想的。主耶稣他也跟我们一样，出生之后我们就走向死亡。
So the other thing we need to meditate is Jesus was born just like us. After he was born he started the journey to death.
我们的死亡是我不知道该怎么形容哈，我们的死亡是我们不愿意的。
So how do we describe death? We are unwilling to die.
我们不愿意死的。
We do not like to die.
我们想尽了各式各样的办法让我们活着，对不对？
We try to think all ways to make us live.
但是主耶稣的死跟我们的死不一样。
But the death of Christ is different from our death.
主耶稣他的诞生就跟我们不一样。
His birth is different from us.
他是从圣灵感孕，童女怀孕生子。
So he was born by virgin because of Holy Spirit.
那么他的死也跟你我不一样。
So his death will be different from you and I.
你我不是自愿的。
We are not willing to die.
对不对？我们拼命吃，拼命注意自己的营养，拼命弄一些方法，想要让我们稍微活长一点。
So we try very hard to eat nutritious food, try different ways to keep us live a little longer.
你知道我做牧师，我看过很多人死亡啊。
As a pastor, I've seen many people die.
我也看过一些非信徒的死亡。
I've seen the death of many unbelievers.
你知道信主的人死亡的时候很平安。
So for the believers, when they die, they're peaceful.
但是他们都希望如果能够长活长一点的话。
But they all wish if they can live a little bit longer.
那么一些还没有信主的。
For those unbelievers.
他们真的是很直接的讲出来，他说我不要死。
They will say, I don't want to die.
但是主耶稣他的死是他自己愿意的。
So the death of Christ because he himself willingly died.
请你们看约翰福音第十章十七节到十八节。
Let's go to John chapter 10, 17 and 18.
约翰福音第十章十七节到十八节。
Chapter 10, John verses 17 and 18.
翻到了，我们一起来念，好不好
？Let's read together.
好，我们一起来。我父爱我，因我将命舍去，好再取回来。没有人夺我的命去，是我自己舍的。我有权柄舍了，也有权柄取回来。这是我从我父所受的命令。主耶稣他来到这个世界上，他来是要讨父神的喜悦。
Christ came to please his father, the God.
就好像那罗马书第十五章第三节所引用的，他说辱骂你人的辱骂都落在我身上。
Just like when verse 3 of chapter 15 in the Romans, for all the insults that are on you are fall on me.
那么他的目的是什么呢？
What is the purpose?
他的目的是叫人可以得着盼望。
The purpose so that we may have hope.
那么这是在第四节。
This is in verse 4.
他说从前所写的圣经都是为教训我们写的，叫我们因圣经所生的忍耐和安慰可以得着盼望。
So what is written in the past is all for our endurance and encouragement.
我们得到什么样的盼望？
So we may have hope.
就是使荣耀归于天父。
So that may glory be to God.
就是这位神，我们的主耶稣基督的父，因着犹太人和非犹太人同心效法基督耶稣，一心一口荣耀神。
So the God, the Father of Lord Jesus Christ, will have both Jews and Gentiles with one heart, one mouth, glorify God.
那么主耶稣他的诞生，他要做犹太人的牧者。他也要做非犹太人的牧者。
So the birth of Christ, so he wants to be a shepherd of the Jewish people and shepherd of the non-Jewish people.
他要把圣经里面神所对犹太人所应许的话全部都要成就。
He will fulfill all the promises that has been made to the Jews.
他也要让他的怜悯、他的恩典临到非犹太人。
He also wants to have his mercy.Fall to on the non-Jewish people.
你我就是外邦人。
So you and I were.
对犹太人来讲，就是外邦人。
To the Jews, we are Gentiles.
我们的朋友就是外邦人。
So our friends are Gentiles.
我们的家人也是外邦人。
So our family are Gentiles.
如果我们从第九节一直到第十二节你去看的话
，If you read from verse 9 to verse 12,
那么这一段经文呢，就是在补足前面的。
So this is a supplement of the verses before this.
保罗只用了四处经文。
Paul used four quotations of the
scripture, 来证明神对于非犹太人也是怜悯的。
To prove that God has mercy on non-Jewish.
他要让外邦人知道，他要让非犹太人知道，神也是爱的。
So he wants the Gentiles to know God is love.
他不愿意看见你永远的灭亡。
He would not want to see you fall permanently.
他要拯救你的灵魂。
He wants to save your soul.
使他自己的荣耀能够在你身上彰显出来。
So that his glory may be shown on you.
使他的恩慈能够在你身上彰显出来。
So his mercy will be shown on you too.
接下去我们看主耶稣的诞生。把圣经跟我们的生活连在一起了。
So now we can see the birth of Christ connected the Bible and our life.
第四节啊。
Verse 4.
他说叫你知道圣经上所写的都和你有关系了。
So just let you know all the written scripture have relationship with you.
而且圣经上所写的都是真实的。
So all is written is true.
因为基督因为基督道成的肉身降生在这个世界上。
Because Jesus is word become flesh upon this.
而且他已经死掉了。
And he died.
死了之后三天从死里复活。
After that he resurrected after 3 days.
要给我们带来盼望。
To bring us hope.
就是神所赐给你的盼望。
Is the hope that God has given you.
这是十三节里面告诉我们的。
That's what told us in verse 13.
也就是圣经上所记载的。告诉我们的。
It's what is recorded in the Bible that tells us.
弟兄姐妹，主耶稣的救恩临到你。
So brothers and sisters, the salvation of our Lord fall upon you.
主要的目的不是为了要使你变成一个更好的人。
The purpose not make you become a better person.
他的目的也不是要使你的品格改变。
It's not going to change your personality.
他的目的也不是要你的家庭变成和睦了。
Is that make your family more harmonious?
或者是说儿女比较听话了。
Or to make your children be more obedient.
这都是我们人以自我为中心我们想到的。
This is all us a self-centered way of thinking.
我们在这段经文里面我们看见主耶稣他的诞生他的目的 是要为了神的荣耀。
So in this passage we know the purpose of the Lord's birth is to glorify God.
我们从第六节我们就看见他又提到一次哈，一心一口荣耀神。
So in verse 6 he said we are glorify God in one mouth and heart.
然后第七节他说使荣耀归于神。
May the glory be to God.
然后第九节他说荣耀神。
In verse 9 it says glorify God.
然后从第九节的后半一直到第十二节他就一直在讲他说我要在外邦中称赞你我要在外邦中歌颂你的名他说你们外邦人当与主的百姓一同欢乐他说你们当赞美主万民啊你们都当颂赞他。
So you can see from the second half of verse 9 to verse 12 he says I will praise you among the Gentiles I will sing hymns to your name rejoice O Gentiles with the people.
主耶稣诞生主耶稣把救恩神的怜悯临到你的身上不是为了使你变成一个比较好的人。
The birth of Christ, so the salvation may fall upon you, but this is not because they want to make you a better person.
不是以人为中心的。
It's not to be people-centered.
是以神为中心。
It's God-centered.
是他的荣耀能够借着你，借着教会能够彰显出来。
So that His glory shall be shown through you, through the church.
在这里面有两次可以说是保罗的祷告。
Here we can see there are two places are Paul's prayers.
第一个是在第五节跟第六节。
In verse 5 and verse 6.
他说但愿赐忍耐安慰的神叫你们彼此同心效法耶稣基督耶稣一心一口荣耀神我们主耶稣基督的父。这是第一个保罗他的祷告。第二个 祷告是在第十三节。他说但愿使人有盼望的神因信将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们的心使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望这是保罗他的心意
There are two prayers the one is in verse 5 and 6 and the second is in verse 13
保罗从神的启示里面 保罗从主耶稣对他的启示里面，所以他有这两个祷告。
So Paul was revealed by God, so he may have these two prayers.
第一个就是神得到荣耀。
So that God may have glory.
第二个，从十三节哈，你如果仔细去看的时候，你就会发现，跟第一个祷告是连在一起的。
So if you look carefully, the second prayer in verse 13 is related to the first one.
我们从这两处圣经，我们看见当神的荣耀被彰显在你身上，被彰显出来的时候。当神的荣耀得到满足的时候，
So from this we see when God's glory has shone on you and when God's glory is fulfilled,
人才能够得到真正的满足，
then man shall have true satisfaction.
不是这些世界上的东西，
It's not any things of this world.
不是你所看见的这些东西，
It's not visible things.
在圣诞节的时候很容易让我们想要这个想要那个，对不对？
So during Christmas, it's easy to make us wishing to have this and to have that.
有一个老人呢，就是你去告诉他我要这个我要这个我要这个，他就会给你了。
There's an old man, you tell him what you want, he will give it to you.
你们知道是谁吗？
Do you know who that is?
这不是圣经上的教导。
This is not teaching of the Bible.
圣经上让我们看见这个世界上的东西，看得见的东西，你越要，你越空。
So the Bible teaches us the visible things, the more you want, the emptier you get.
你越得到的多，你就越觉得你自己少。
The more you get, the less you feel you have.
只有一个，就是当神的荣耀能够在你身上彰显出来，你就能够得到真正的满足。
So there's only one, that's God's glory. When God's glory can be shown on you, you have true satisfaction.
这就是保罗所告诉我们的盼望。
So this is the hope that Paul says that we have.
好啦，弟兄姐妹，那我们怎么回应呢？
So brothers and sisters, how are we going to respond?
在第七节。
In verse 7.
他说所以你们要彼此接纳如同基督接纳你们一样。
Receive one another just as Christ has received you.
那么这一节圣经我们可以从保罗在第一节到第二节他的一个一开始他就让我们看见到底是什么意思。
So this verse just like the very beginning Paul let us see what it means.
他说我们坚固的人应当担待不坚固人的软弱，不求自己的喜悦，我们个人务要叫灵舍喜悦，使他得益处，建立德行。
He says we who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak and not to please ourselves. Each of us should please his neighbor for his good.Unto edification.
从前面第十四章我们知道保罗的意思就是指的在教会里面。
So we know from chapter 14 Paul means the church.
就是我们彼此之间我们应该要彼此接纳。
So we ought to receive each other.
我们不应该求自己的喜悦。
Not to seek our own pleasure.
我们的目的是要叫我们的旁边的弟兄姐妹能够喜悦。
Our purpose is that our brothers and sisters may be pleased.
目的是什么？目的是使他能够得益处，建立德行。
So the purpose is for them to be edified.
如果从十四章的话，你就会发现它是指的信心。
So if from verse 14, in chapter 14, you know what he meant is the faith.
我们是彼此要怎么讲啊？就是使他得益处，这个益处是什么？就是在他的信心上能够被建立起来。
So what we mean here is that he may be established in faith.
使他的跟神的关系越来越亲近。
So his relationship with God will be closer and closer.
他能够越来越爱神。
So they can love God more and more.
这就是我们的回应。
So this is our response.
什么叫做彼此接纳？
What does it mean, receive one another?
在圣经里面告诉我们说，就好像主耶稣接纳了我们一样。
Just like Christ has received us, it says in the Bible.
你知道今天世界上的人讲什么呢？
Do you know what today's world says?
今天世界上的人讲说，你如果要接纳别人，你必须要先接纳你自己。
So the world says, if you want to receive others, you must receive yourself.
听过没有？
Have you heard that?
这是骗人的。
That's cheating.
Lie.
False. That's a lie.
主耶稣讲什么？
What did Jesus say?
主耶稣是说，你要能够接纳别人，你必须要先舍己。
Jesus says, before you can receive others, you have to deny yourself.
主耶稣在跟他门徒讲的时候，
So when he talked to his disciples,
他把舍己当成一个很重要很重要的一件事情。
Deny yourself become a very important topic.
你要接纳别人吗？
Do you want to receive others?
你必须要在主的面前，在神的面前，先知道什么叫做舍己。
You must first know before God, before the Lord, what is self-denial.
不是你要先接纳你自己。
It's not you have to receive yourself first.
主耶稣早就接纳你了。
Our Lord has already received you.
等到你能够接纳你自己啊，我觉得很多时候要等很久很久。
If you are wait until you can receive yourself, you may have to wait for a long time.
主耶稣说，若有人要跟从我，若有人有这个心啊，想要跟从我，第一件事情就是要舍己。
So Lord Jesus said, if anyone wants to follow me, the first he has to deny himself.
什么叫做舍己？
What does it mean self-denial?
不是像一般人所想象的，甚至很多时候在教会里面都有这种普遍的想法。
It's not like what the people may think. Even in the church, they may have this thinking.
就是什么叫舍己？舍己就是我把我所喜欢的东西啊，真的是很难舍难分的东西，把它放下来。
So people may think self-denial is to get rid of the things I really like.
这不是圣经的教导。
This is not the teaching of the Bible.
比方讲
，For example，
对有些人来讲，就是把玩电脑这件事情把它舍弃啊。
For some people, maybe just stop playing computers.
或者是说看电视啦。
Or watch TV.
甚至有人放弃喜欢吃的东西。
Or give up your favorite food.
我以前认识一个人呢。
I used to know a person.
他所参加那个教会，他们在复活节之前呢，有一段时间呢，他们就说你们要舍己啊。
In their church.Right the time before Easter, they have a period of Lent for self-denial.
那我就问我这个同事啊。
I asked my colleague.
我说你怎么舍己啊？
How do you deny
yourself? 他说我很喜欢吃巧克力。
He said, I like to eat chocolate.
所以我要经过40天呢，我不吃巧克力。
So the 40 days I would not eat any chocolate.
而且是为了主的缘故。
It's for the Lord's sake.
弟兄姐妹，这些事情只能叫我们人骄傲。
So brother says this kind of things only make us proud.
你知道骄傲是一个罪啊。
You know that pride is a sin.
骄傲能够破坏所有的关系。
Pride can destroy all the relationships.
所有人际之间的关系。
All the interpersonal relationships.
更别提骄傲能够破坏我们跟神之间的关系。
Most of all.Pride will destroy our relationship with God.
什么叫做舍己？
What is self-denial?
主耶稣说，若有人想要跟从我，第一件事情他要舍己。舍己是什么？不是舍弃你喜欢的东西，这些外面的东西。
Deny yourself is not to give up what you like, the outward, outside things.
舍己是把你自己舍掉了。
To deny yourself is to get rid of your own self.
当你把你自己舍弃了之后，你才能够真正的能够接纳别人。
So when you truly abandon yourself, then you can truly receive others.
舍己就是放弃我们自己认为我自己是对的。
So self-denial is to forget to think that you are right.
或者是说righteous 啊。或许是说你自己是义的。
Or you do not think yourself as righteous.
我们今天没有时间把这个舍己把它讲得很清楚。
We don't have time to clearly discuss the self-denial.
在罗马书第十四章里面就提到这些事情。
So it's mentioned this in chapter 14 of the book of Romans.
所以主耶稣他诞生，他的目的是什么呢？所以在罗马书第十四章第七节第八节在这里就告诉我们，舍己不是为我自己活，没有一个人为自己死，我们若活着是为主而活，若死了是为主而死，所以我们或活或死总是主的人。
所以 Romans 14:7-8 it says none of us is life to ourselves, none of us die for ourselves, so if we liveWe live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord.
主耶稣他诞生，他的目的不是只叫我们想到婴孩。
So the birth of Christ is not just tell us to think of infants.
他叫我们想到他出生，接下去就是死亡。
Let us to think he died.Which comes after that is death.
所以他死亡了，所以我们就能够免掉死亡。
When he died, so we may not die.
我们的肉体有一天也会死亡。
Our flesh may die one day.
但是我们相信他的人。
For those who we believe in him.
我们是有神的生命在我们里头。
We have.God's life in us.
我们永远不会死亡。
We shall never die.
所以主耶稣再来的时候，他要审判。
So when Christ comes again, he will judge.
但是对我们这些信的人来讲，
For us as believers,
不是生死的问题。
It's not the matter of life and death.
乃是报应的问题。
As a reward of.
但是对一个不信他的人来讲，
For those who do not believe in God,
仍然是一个生死的问题。
It's still a matter of life and death.
弟兄姐妹，
So brothers and sisters,
接着罗马书第十五章第一节到十三节，
Through chapter 15 of the book of Romans, verse 1 through 13,
我盼望在圣诞节期间，
I hope during the time of Christmas,
在你的忙碌这个这个叫什么这个生活当中哈，
In your busy life,
你能够来到神的面前，
you can come before God.
或者甚至当你在家里面很欣赏你家里面很漂亮的圣诞树的时候，
It's when you are at home appreciating the beautiful Christmas tree you have.
甚至当你收到的圣诞礼物哈，
Or even when you receive the Christmas gift.
我盼望你能够更深的去看耶稣基督他降生的目的。
I hope you will examine deeper the purpose of the birth of Christ.
不要只停留在他的诞生。
Rather, not to focus only on the birth.
不要只停留在马槽。
Not only focus on the manger.
不要只停留在几个博士啊。
Not only focus on the my guys, how many are there?
也不是停留在玛利亚。
Not focus on Mary.
也不是停留在天使。
Not focus on the angels.
也不是停留在牧羊人。
Not focus on the shepherds.
也不是停留在你自己的身上。
It's not focus on yourself.
这就是我盼望你们能够思想。
This is.But I hope you will think.
所以我们要彼此接纳。
So we shall receive one another.
如同基督接纳我们一样。
Just as Christ has received us.
使荣耀归于神。
So the glory may be God.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父神。
Our Heavenly Father.
愿颂赞荣耀都归于你。
May all glory and praise be ascribed to you.
你让我们有 你赐给我们属天的福气。
You have given us a heavenly blessing.
你也赐给我们有盼望。
You also have given us hope.
让我们知道你要在我们身上彰显你自己的荣耀。
Just let us know that you want to show your glory in ourselves.
都是为了你的缘故。
All this are for you.
如你让我们在过圣诞节的时候
Oh Lord, let us during the time of Christmas.
我们更深一层的思想你为我们所做的事情。
We may deeper think what you have accomplished for us.
你差遣独生的爱子来到这个世界上。
You sent your only begotten son to this world.
成为人的样子。
Become the image of man.
为我们死。
Died for us.
叫我们能够活。
So that we may live.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
你让我们把我们的盼望都放在你自己的身上。
You have us all our hopes on you.
把我们的盼望都放在你自己的荣耀上。
So all our hopes will be on your glory.
叫我们思想我们怎么样去彼此接纳。
Teach us to think how to receive one another.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
我们这样子感谢祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We give thanks and pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.